This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington.
And I'm Renee Montaigne in Los Angeles. The scandal over abuses at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq shows no sign of dying down. Today, the Senate plans to consider a resolution condemning the abuse. Pentagon officials are expected to appear at more Senate hearings this week. And yesterday brought word that a 24-year-old military policeman will be the first soldier to face a court-martial. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has the latest on the story.
Specialist Jeremy Civitz of the 372nd Military Police Company will face a military tribunal next week. The trial will be held in Baghdad. It'll be open to the press. Civitz is alleged to have taken many of the shocking photos that show U.S. soldiers tormenting naked and hooded Iraqi prisoners. Civitz is one of seven soldiers facing charges. Six officers have been reprimanded. And in Baghdad on Sunday, Brigadier General Mark Kemet told reporters the problem does not appear to have been part of a wider pattern of brutality.
At this point, it would indicate to us by a careful review of the photos, a careful review of the evidence, that in the current criminal investigation related to those photographs, it is not much larger than the number of people that have already been suspended, the number of people that have been charged.
Kemet admitted that further investigation may turn up proof that more people were involved. The Pentagon now has six inquiries underway. But Kemet urged journalists not to lose perspective.
This is still a very small number of guards. Please don't paint with such a wide brush that it indicts the other 135,000 American soldiers and Marines out there doing the right thing every day.
One major problem for the Pentagon is that more photos keep turning up. The New Yorker magazine that hits newsstands today has a new one. It shows a naked Iraqi detainee backed against a prison cell door as two attack dogs snarl at him. The magazine chose not to publish another photo, apparently taken a few minutes later, that's said to show the Iraqi writhing on the ground, blood streaming from his leg. In Senate testimony on Friday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld warned there are a lot more photos out there and also some videos.
If these are released to the public, obviously it's going to make matters worse. That's just a fact. I mean, I looked at them last night and they're hard to believe. So be on notice.
Senator John Warner, the Virginia Republican who chairs the Armed Services Committee, told NBC's Meet the Press yesterday that arrangements are in fact being made for Congress to view the photos.
I specifically talked to the Pentagon several times yesterday. They assured me that all of the information will be forthcoming to the Congress, but it will be on disks. It will be kept in our room, S-407. Now, when it may get into the public domain, I'm not able to answer that question.
The sooner, the better, says Senator Richard Durbin, Democrat from Illinois. He's one of a chorus of senators, Republican and Democrat, calling for everything to be made public. Durbin told CNN this weekend that that's the only way to quiet the controversy.
I just think we have to accept the reality that many of these photos and maybe even the videotapes will ultimately become public knowledge. And I think we have to be honest about it. The more open we are, the more transparent we are, the more credible we will be.
One key to restoring U.S. credibility will be determining the chain of command that allowed the abuse at Abu Ghraib to happen. Washington has been consumed by the question of whether Donald Rumsfeld should accept responsibility and resign. Yesterday on CBS News, Senator Chuck Hagel, Republican from Nebraska, said both Rumsfeld and General Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, may have to step down.
I think they have made major mistakes, and we will see how far this goes and where it goes. But yes, I think it's still in question whether Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld and, quite frankly, General Myers can command the respect and the trust and the confidence of the military and the American people to lead this country.
Right now, though, Rumsfeld's job looks safer than it did a few days ago. Both National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice and Vice President Dick Cheney defended him over the weekend. Cheney put out a statement saying people should get off Rumsfeld's case. Today, the president makes a rare visit to the Pentagon. He's expected to use the briefing, which was scheduled before the scandal exploded, to make a show of support for his defense secretary. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.